This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of vulnerable Americans will be able to get a Pfizer COVID booster shot. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky approved recommendations from a panel of experts and added one they did not include: adults with risky jobs. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The advisors said boosters should be given to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have risky underlying health problems. The panel had voted against saying that people can get a booster if they are 18 to 64 and are healthcare workers or have another job that puts them at increased risk of being exposed. But Walensky disagreed and put that recommendation back in.
Experts say the top priority remains getting the unvaccinated vaccinated. A House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building has subpoenaed four of former President Trump's most loyal aides. They were in contact with him as hundreds of his followers broke into the building. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The select committee subpoenaed former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, his deputy for communications, Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kashyap Patel, and former presidential advisor Steve Bannon. Committee chairman, Mississippi Congressman Benny Thompson, in letters to the four, writes the investigation is looking at the facts, circumstances, and causes of the attack. He's demanding documents and sets their depositions for mid-October.
Homeland Security says there is still about 3,000 Haitian migrants at that makeshift camp in the border town of Del Rio, Texas. About 2,000 have been sent home on flights to Haiti, says the U.S. A gunman attacked a Kroger grocery store in a Memphis suburb, killing one person and wounding at least 12 others before being found dead. Apparently a suicide, say authorities. This is AP News. An ancient tablet Hobby Lobby acquired is going back to Iraq. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
It was looted from an Iraqi museum 30 years ago. Now a 3,500-year-old clay tablet discovered in the ruins of a library of an ancient Middle Eastern king is headed back to Iraq. The relic is known as the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet. Officials believe it was illegally imported into the United States in 2003, then sold to Hobby Lobby, and eventually put on display in its Museum of the Bible in Washington. Federal agents with Homeland Security Investigations seized the tablet from the museum in 2019. The artifact will be repatriated at a ceremony at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Fossilized footprints found in New Mexico indicate that humans were walking across North America 23,000 years ago, say researchers. The footprints were found in White Sands National Park in a dry lake bed. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.